Science. For me, there was no real warning signs. Well, I should say the discovery of the lump. The lump initially in 2011, that's February 2011, it was probably the size of the tip of a pencil eraser. And at that point in time, it was benign, as I would have mentioned. But for me, it was the discovery of the lump that would have been my warning sign. For some persons who I would have met in clinic, there were no warning signs. There was a friend of the family who only discovered it when it was already stage four, and she was going to the doctor for back pains. And treating back pains, not knowing it was stage four cancer that already impacted or infected her entire body. So she unfortunately passed away in a couple of months shortly after her discovery. So warning signs, it varies. Some persons have physical warning signs, some people don't. The idea is to actually, for women, I would advise to do our physical checks, probably do a full medical, a full body check, everything. It may not be discovered through a mammogram or any of those things. It may be blood works, but we need to ensure that we do our physical examinations, go to the doctor, do our checks, look at our health and diet, ensure that our spirituality or relationship with God is intact. That relationship is so key. For me, it has been key and continues to be a key area in my life. So health and diet, fitness, those are some of the key areas that I would want to encourage women. Ensure that they have a balanced diet.